Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
In Colossians chapter number 4.
This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation.
Paul is
as we continue
writing,
our study
in verse
through God's
15,
precious word.
Well, let me,
here's
verse 14,
Pastor Walt Lanier,
the beloved
taking
physician
the Bible
agreement,
as it is
Demas,
to people
greet you.
As
Paul
they are.
Is traveling with a missionary team. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea. Now this is the church at Laodicea. Paul is saying salute those brothers, and he mentions them in Nymphas, and the church was in his house. And when this epistle is read among you, cause it to be read also in the church of the Laodiceans. Something was going on. And he told you know what the book of Colossians is all about, by the way. That's a whole other story. But here Paul is writing, he said, there's something going on over there. You caused this letter, and you don't read this anywhere else. Paul's other writings, but he'll say, you make sure the church of the Laodiceans get this epistle, and you make sure they read it, and likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. They were changing letters. And to Archippus, take heed to thy ministry. Be careful. He was the pastor. You be careful. Paul saw some ugly things rearing up in that church. Again, I'm not reading between the lines because you put it all together. Obviously, by the time John is writing this, about 20 years later, a little longer than that, that church had later to see that Archippus had, that he was supposed to read the letter at Colossians, the letter to the Colossae church. Well, obviously they were starting to drift. You know, that's how churches drift. It don't happen overnight. When churches get away from God, it's not one Sunday they're like the next Sunday they're way out in left field. It's a slow drift. Slowly by slowly, they get away from God's word. They start, and some preacher comes in there and they tells you what he thinks and what God's word thinks. I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for here. A good thing nobody's sitting right there. I'm spitting out there this morning. I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for what a preacher thinks. I want to know what God's word says. Okay, and that's why I take this line upon line, verse upon verse, and when we get this thing about Laodicea, well, it was no longer the Lord's church. And Paul had addressed that. Archippus was the pastor there. And you see the thing, they were to pass these church letters around. Don't forget, these seven letters to these seven different churches, they were to pass them around from Laodicea. The church at Ephesus is going to read them. They were circular letters. And each church would read what the Lord had to say about that church. Can you imagine when people read what was going on at Laodicea? Not that they probably knew, but when they read what the Lord had said about it, man, don't you know that? Fluff some feathers or whatever that would mean. Get some people riled up. But let's move on. You see that it was no longer the Lord's church. This city was known for three things throughout the world. Number one, they were known for their wealth. They were one of the richest cities in all the world at that time, the church of the Laodiceans. By the way, and I don't want to get running rabbits here, a lot of churches get that way because they're in need of nothing. They think they're rich. They built big buildings. Man, they've got it made, and all of a sudden the Lord's, well, wealth can be a dangerous thing. I wouldn't know because I ain't been there. You know, let me put it the other way. I read just the other day, was it David? I've been reading so much. Kyler could help me with this. I don't want to be poor, neither do I want to be rich. Is that in Psalms or Proverbs? Kyler is a Proverbs man. I said that with great respect. He taught last Sunday night in the introduction of the book of Proverbs, and it blew me away. I mean, and he's going to teach tonight and next Sunday night on Proverbs. I want to encourage every one of you to be here tonight at 5:00. Anyway, it's in Proverbs where Solomon said, I don't want to be poor unless I steal. I don't want to be rich unless I'm in need of nothing. I don't need the Lord. Well, that's what's happened to the church of Laodicea. They were wealthy. And we'll read this in just a minute. Anyway, they were known for their wealth, not just the city, the church. Number two, they were known for their medicines, and particularly their eye salve. Or the ointment that in history, I won't have time to, but it's interesting in history. And that's why he mentions about the ointment in your eye in verse number, where? Yeah, I'm over looking a different place. In 18, about anointing your eye so you can see. Because they were known all over the world for this eye salve and some doctors. And you know, pharmaceutical, it's never changed. Pharmaceutical companies are the richest in the world, you know. what they charge for medicine. And here they had this eye salve. Everybody wanted it. And so, man, money was flowing in because of the eye salve. And they're also known for their high quality of black wool. Black wool, not just wool, black wool. It was a center of clothing there, and that's why he talks about clothing. Anyway, that white raiment and all this have come into play. But it's interesting. When Jesus is speaking to that city, he took some things that they were known for and brought it out into that letter. Okay. Also peculiar to this city is that it did not have its own water source. Didn't have its own water source. It came from outside the city. And we'll read a little bit more of that when he talks about, I'd rather it be hot nor cold. You understand what he's talking about. The people there at the church knew what he was talking about. Because they would get water, hot water. They would have hot water from Hierapolis. I think I'm saying that right. Hierapolis. It was famous for their hot springs. And they would try to pipe water from those hot springs into the city of Laodicea. But by the time that hot water would get from those hot springs, all of a sudden it became lukewarm. It cooled down. Then they would get the cold water from Colossae, pure cold water. They were known for, and they would pipe the water from the other way. It was pure cold water. By the time that it got cold, or by the time it got to Laodicea, it's no longer cold, it's lukewarm. And by the way, who loves a cup of lukewarm coffee? I'm just giving you an idea, you know. Give me hot coffee. Now that, you know, they're famous now for cold coffee. People go to Dunkin' Donuts or wherever. I want cold coffee. Well, I might can handle that because it's cold, but I sure don't want nothing lukewarm. That's just, now, anyway, all these things are in mind when Jesus is talking to them. You're lukewarm. I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. I'm going to spew you because you're useless. You're useless. You're neither hot nor you're cold. And don't you know that church knew what Jesus was talking about? Well, let's move on. And this is just at the first introduction. First, number 14. I got 15 minutes. I'm never going to finish this. And the angel to the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen. You know what that word Amen means? So be it. Truly, truly, there's nobody like him. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. There's nobody like him. I'm the Amen, so be it. There used to be a bumper sticker and slogan said this, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Well, whether you believe it or not, if God said it, that settles it. Okay? Why? Because he's the Amen. You don't add nothing to it. He's the Amen. It also talks about him being omnipotent, all-powerful. There's some things here I could go on, but I need to move on. The Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Now, if you were talking to a Jehovah's Witness, and I encourage you to share the gospel with anybody and everybody, Mormons, Jehovah's Witness, anybody comes to your door, but be a lot of show a lot of grace. Don't be angry or vindictive, because then you don't accomplish nothing, but show them a lot of grace. I've had Jehovah's Witnesses come, used to, they don't come to my door anymore, because I think they marked my door. You know, as they go around, I ain't had one in a couple of years. The last one was them old, I shouldn't say old, those senior citizen ladies, remember the story? They haven't been back. Nobody's been back to my house anymore because they know a Baptist preacher lives there. And I guess they're telling, don't waste your time. Anyway, what they do. I'm just saying, this is one of the verses they would use, that he's the beginning of the creation of God. That, see, Jesus was a created being. Jesus is not God, very God, and this is one of the verses they would use. But in John chapter 1, verse number 1, the Word of God tells us this, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, I got to move on quickly. There's so much here. The Jehovah's Witness now have a new translation. It's called the New World Translation, okay? And they did it like in 1950 or something. Before that time, they used a King James Bible. I don't know if you knew this. They were using the King James Bible, and they sure had a problem. In John 1:1, so where it says, in the beginning was the Word, Jesus Christ, and the Word was God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. They had a problem with that when it said the Word was God. So how do you solve that problem? You change the Bible. So now the New World Translation, the Jehovah's Witness Bible, now says, and the Word was a God. Change. There's a big difference.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.